Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSharan. We're in the Drush HaShvi'i on page Resh Ayin Dalad. So we had been talking about that the whole purpose of the Torah, the whole purpose of everything, is Yiras Hashem. That's what the Ran told us. So now the Ran says, V'yesh Kan Shaila, we have a question over here. Shanarum Mimkan, Yiras Hashem is Baruch Hu Yisod HaTorah. I just got through telling you, says the Ran, that the whole purpose of everything is Yiras Hashem. V'chin Bahar B'Makomas, it says that in many places. Amr Perek Ba'amon Likim, it says Masech HaShabbos, Amr Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda said, "Lo barak kadosh baruch hu es olamo ela kedei shiiru melofanav." That's pretty explicit. Hashem only created the world so that people should be in awe of Him. Shenemar va'elokim asa shiiru melofanav. Hashem made the world that people should fear Him. Od sham am Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Elazar ben Shimon. Furthermore, it says there, "Ein lo lakadosh baruch hu be'olamo ela yiras shamayim bavad." Hashem's only desire in this world is Yiras Shamayim. Shenamar vayomer la Adam, Hashem says to Adam, Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma, fear of God is wisdom, v'sur meira abina, and staying away from evil is understanding. Ha'olam yikol zeh, what comes out from this, as the Ran is, Yiras Hashem yisbarach, kamanas b'yas ha'olam, v'yisod ha'Torah, that Yiras Hashem is the reason that the world was created, and it's also the foundation of the Torah, like it said, that the wisdom of fear of Hashem is wisdom. However, Ubisota Perek Notel, however, in Sota, in Perek Notel, Nerab Hepech, it looks like the opposite. Sha'am Rasham, because the Gemara says there, on Dafchav Bezom and Bez, Tan Rabbanan, our rabbis learn. Sheva Prushimim, there are seven people who act as Prushim, act like they're big, big, holy tzaddikim, and they're not. And here are the seven fakers. Parash Shechmi, a Parash Shechmi, that means, Rashi explains that he's a parash, like the Shechem people, meaning the Shechem people gave themselves a bris milah. They looked like big tzaddikim giving themselves a bris milah, but it was not l'shem shemayim. It was just to get a trade off with wives, right? They should get the 10 shvatim's wives, right? So they agreed to mal themselves, and that's how Shimon and Levi were able to kill them. Either way, someone who's a parish like that, someone who looks like they're being moser nefesh very much, and it all has nothing to do with Hashem. They're only doing it for side reasons. Parish nakvi. That's someone, Rashi explains, who when they walk, they don't take their leg off, they don't take their foot off the ground. So they end up, nakfi is knocking into stones. So they look like they're walking very, I guess, humbly, I suppose. And they're faking themselves out, and they knock into stones and hurt themselves. Parish Kazai, that's a similar thing. Rashi says, somebody who's walking, he says he doesn't want to look at ladies. So he walks, and he knocks into walls and makes himself bleed. It's also not appropriate. Precious and okay. Pirish Meduchia, or someone who is a parish who looks like a meducha, which Rashi, I mean, it's normally a mortar, but Rashi says basically a kind of hammer that's like hooks down. So this person's always looking down as if they're such a big tzaddik and anav, and they're really inwardly not. Parish Machavasi Ve'esena, or someone who says, what should I do, and I will do it. And the Gemara clarifies that means someone who says, I've done it all. What else is there for me to do? I'm the perfect tzaddik. What else could I do? A big tzaddik like that is a Rasha. Parash Me'ava, and here's the point of the Ran. The Ran wanted these two things. Parash Me'ava, Parash Me'ira. And that means someone who stays away from Avera because they're afraid that Hashem will do something bad to them, or someone who does mitzvos Me'ava, meaning he does it because he wants to get schar. That's Parash Me'ava. He does mitzvahs to get schar. Parash Me'ira, they do mitzvahs to not be punished. Those are all, so that's included in the list of Rishayim. So here we just got through telling you that the whole purpose of creation was Yiras Hashem. And here we have the list of seven people who appear to be tzaddikim that the Gemara tells you are not tzaddikim. And on the list here is Parash Me'ira, someone who doesn't do Averos because of Yiras Hashem. V'amarod Shamod, the Gemara there says, Amrili Rabban Latana Lotisni Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira. The Gemara says, take out Parash Me'ava and Parash Me'ira. That should not be in the list of these people who look like tzaddikim and aren't. Because we have a principle that a person should always do mitzvahs even if they don't have the most perfect intentions and they're only doing it to get schar. That's okay. A person should do mitzvahs no matter what, even shalolishma, even not perfectly l'shem shamayim, because that will lead them to come to eventually do it l'shem shamayim. Okay. That's very nice. It says the Ran, the Gemara is just saying to take it out because they shouldn't be listed with that other list of people, which are Rishayim, like the guy who says, what else is there for me to do? Okay, they shouldn't be in the list of Rishayim, because in that Rishayim, you're really supposed to do that if you're not on a high level. Aval mikol makom inu vadaso ela shelo lishma. But still, that person who does mitzvos because of Yiras Hashem is considered someone who's doing mitzvah shelo lishma. So that's not the super tzaddik of the whole world is created for that. And then Sota also it says, there were two Talmidim that were sitting in front of Rav. One says, I had a dream and I saw the following pasuk in a dream. How great is the good that Hashem hides for those who are Yirei Shamayim, those who fear God. That he will do for those who cling to him. And the other guy says, I saw the following pasuk in my dream. And they will be happy, all those who cling to you, forever will they rejoice. And he responded to them, you are both tadikim gemurim. Just one of you is a tadik miyava, one of you is a tadik miyira. Zukash al Rishona. So this is even harder to understand. Heyach kara tzaddik gomer. How is it possible that the Torah, that he called him a tzaddik gomer, the mishanimna bekat shiva prushim, from someone who is in the list of the seven fakers, seven people who aren't really tzaddikim? And this Gemara says that if you are a Yorei Shamayim, you are from the great tzaddikim. Olam mishanemra lev l'olam yasek adam Torah mitzvah sefilu shalol l'shma, or even at best. So we learned that someone who's a Yorei Shamayim is called someone who does mitzvah shalol l'shma. They're only doing it out of fear. That's called shalol l'shma. So how could you say someone who dreamt in a dream that he's one of the people of Fear Hashem, that he's a tzaddik gomer? It sounds like from our Gemara, someone who does mitzvos out of fear is called doing mitzvah shalol l'shma. So that's not a tzaddik gomer. So how could it be? What does it mean to fear God is the whole purpose of the Torah, and someone like that is a tzaddik gomer, when we see that it's considered shalol l'shma at best, and if not, possibly even worse? So, v'tshuvas galelo ashaylos, and probably we're all thinking what to us is obvious, because we've, the education we get in school, they teach us this, but this is the Ran saying it, that the answer to these questions, ki ha'ovin mirash ne'eminim, because there are two types of fear. Ha'echad, one is, yavar Hashem izbarach k'neshi asigenu gemul. One type of serving Hashem out of fear is a type of doing mitzvahs, or not doing averis, because of what you're going to get from God. One is Kedeshias again, either you do mitzvos to get tzchar in this world and the next, and also you don't do averis because you're afraid if you do averis, Hashem will punish you, or if you don't do mitzvos, Hashem will punish you in this world, both the ma'banim with someone's children being lost, the kilyan hamamon, or losing their money, or other bad things. So, at the end of the thing is, lo yaseh mitzvos v'le'yarchik averus rak l'toalto b'chemlasu aguf v'nafsho. The only reason this person does averus or mitzvos is for themselves, for their own purposes, for their body or their soul, but they're doing it for their own reasons, to help them. V'zeh sh'amra lav parash mi'ava parash mi'ira. That's what the Gemara calls someone who's a parash from Ava and parash mi'ira, meaning not someone who's not such a great tzaddik. So either someone like that is someone who does mitzvah shalol l'shma, that's the best we could call someone like that, who always does mitzvahs to not get punished, is someone doing mitzvah shalol l'shma. Or at worst, he's, or she is worse, that they it's considered a fake avodas Hashem, or a Russia. But the other type here is, shetekabil ha'nefesh zichron ramamuso yizbarach, that the soul understands the awesomeness of Hashem, the highness of Hashem, v'gvurosav, and God's strength, v'niflaosav, and His wonders, v'ayidiyah, and the knowledge, v'azikaranaz, and the thinking about this, remembering it, you, mekubalam nefesh, get accepted by the soul, it gets inside of you deep down, v'metuyim ba b'chaleis, put in the person at all times, v'netzarim v'charutim b'leiv, they're engraved on your heart, it means it's a real part of you, God's awesomeness. But the kabbal and nefesh b'zeh mora gadol, and the soul receives a great awe. Ubusha utznias mitzuyim b'chaleis. So embarrassment and snias are found in the person at all times. Meaning, if wherever they are, even if they're alone in the room or they're with a million people, they recognize God's greatness wherever they are. It's part of their who they are deep down, And someone like that is wherever they are. They know they're in front of Hashem, and therefore there's a tznius around them at all times. You know, we find in Shulchan Aruch, the first couple siman, you know, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it talks about how to get dressed in the morning. And, you know, it's brought to you, you know, you're supposed to get dressed under your covers because Hashem is there everywhere. So it's, you should get dressed under your covers so it's not, you're not being undressed in front of Hashem. You know, you can wonder, Hashem can see you under your covers too. That's not the issue. The issue is that's the way, the point of these halachas of, you know, getting dressed under your covers or, you know, as much as tznius as possible, even if you're only one in the room, is because you're supposed to, the way your mind is supposed to work, you're supposed to feel like Hashem is there at all times. And therefore you have to be appropriate at all times because Hashem is with you wherever you are. That's called Yiras Hashem, awe of Hashem, to feel God's presence and to be in awe of Him at all times and all places. And it should be something impossible for you to do an avera, or maybe, you know, very difficult or almost impossible for you to do an avera. Just like a servant is who is in awe of his master or a son of his father. So even if they know that nothing is actually going to happen to them if they don't do what the father or the master said, they still do what they want because they are in awe of that person. The same thing, a person's relationship should be with Hashem. Iyov in one pasuk praised himself that he had reached that level. And he said, "Ki pachad elai aid kel." I am afraid of aid kel is basically what Hashem could do to me, the punishment he will receive. Umise eso, and from God's greatness, lo uchal, I can't do it. In other words, he says both parts. I'm afraid of Hashem, I'm afraid of the punishment I will get if I do an aveira, or if I don't do what's right. And from God's greatness also, I can't do it anyway, because of God's greatness I can't sin. And it's probably listed in that order, so you should know that's the levels, that's the way you have to go about it. You can't jump to awe of God, you have to also first reach the level of fearing God, punishments that will happen to a person, but then they need to reach the next level of awe of Hashem. And it's on that second part that that the Ran was saying that the Yiras Hashem is the foundation of all the Torah and all the only reason Hashem created this world. It's that people should be in awe of Hashem. Va'alav ne'amar b'sota, and it's that which it says in sota, tarvaichu tzadiki gemuri yiratun, that you two are both tzadikim, elamar mi'ava mar mi'ira. One has more avas Hashem, one has more yiras Hashem, but both of those are the same thing, either to be in awe of Hashem or in love of Hashem, with Hashem, and to do his mitzvahs for those reasons. That's a tzadik omar. V'hu omar, and that's what it says in the pasuk in Dvarim, when the Jews said, you know, we're afraid to hear the more mitzvahs from Hashem, we want you, Moshe, to tell us the mitzvahs. So Hashem says, "Mi yitain, who would give hayalav avam zelahem liyrosi, that their heart should be like this at all times to fear me." So the Ran says, "Lo amr liyros onish," doesn't say that they should fear punishment, olehov aschar, or that they should love reward. Rak shiikvu yiraso belibam v'yikaimu mitzvosav kihu tachlas adam, that just that his God's awe should be in their hearts and they should do his mitzvos because that is the purpose of mankind. That says liyrosi, to be in awe of me. That's the purpose. Hashem wants it, if only that they would be at all times in awe of Him. Vamrisham Balashan Miyitain, and the Pasuk says there, Miyitain. Now the Ran's just addressing a side issue while he's on the Pasuk. It says, who would give, as if like Hashem wishes he could have something and he can't. Even though Hashem doesn't need us, it doesn't help Hashem if we do his mitzvos or hurt him if we don't. So what does it mean, miyitin? If only I could have this. Hashem would like us to be tzaddikim, and He gives us the opportunity to choose that. Ka'omram avodah zarah, tana rabbanan, im b'chukos teilechu, that the pasuk says, if you will go in my ways. Ein im el lashon tachnun, the lashon of im, when it says, if you go in my ways, it means like, please go in my ways, because Hashem wants to do good to us. And He wants us to do His will. V'cheinu omer, and that's the pasuk says, Lu ami shome'ali, if only the Jewish people would listen to me. Right, we say this in the Shir Shalom. Yisrael b'drachai yehalechu, the Jewish people would go in my way. Kemata ve'e machnia, I would subjugate their enemies. Zeo tachas ha'mavukesh b'briyas olam. This is the purpose and what God wants in this world. Okay. Pe'echad min ha'yeudim ha'gdolim, one of the promises of things we've been told, Shiyed Bevias HaMashiachu, that Hashem told us will happen when Mashiach comes. Who's that? Is this following thing? Ka'omru ki yazef ochasa amim ela amim safa brua lekro kulam b'shem Hashem lovdo shechem echad. So Hashem says that when Mashiach comes, so I will make all the nations be a clear speech to come to call to Hashem and to worship Hashem. What that means is ki kol ha'umos yashuvu le'emunaseinu. Everyone will convert to Judaism. They will go to our emuna b'chol yatara pratah. For all the general things of the Torah and the deeds of the Torah, all the goyim will decide to become Jewish. Now again, he calls this bias ha'mashiach. There is a discussion amongst Rishonim, and as you'll see, it's not so clear in the next paragraph, at least not clear to me. There's the time when Mashiach comes, and then there's a time called La'asad Lavo, time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, where the world becomes different. It sounds like here he's talking about when Mashiach comes. So in another, when Mashiach comes, everyone will know clearly that Hashem Hu Elokim, and everyone will join the Jewish people in becoming servants of Hashem. V'zeo Shamer B'Avodah Zarah, and in awe of Hashem, which is where we're going with this. V'zeo Shamer B'Avodah Zarah, and this is what it says in Avodah Zarah, Mai Usvilei Chavrei Rav Elazar. Let's back up and explain the Gemara here. The Gemara here in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf Dalet, I think. The Gemara there is talking about that Rav Elazar said we could not accept karbanos, certainly from Goyim, because they might have been roveya them. They might have had a bestiality. They might have had an illicit relationship with this animal. So we can't accept karbanos that a guy might have been roveya, because an animal that did have that happen to it is possible as a karban. So they asked him the following question: Mayos vilei chavri leRav Elazar. What did they ask on Rav Elazar Shita to Rav Elazar? So they asked him. It says when Mashiach comes, it says kol tzon keder yikav tzulach, that all the sheep of Kedar, which are Goyim, will be brought to you, and you'll bring them as a carbon. So you see, you're wrong, because all the sheep, you see, that were not afraid that the Goyim were mirabeya, that they had, this bestiality with these animals. So you see that you're wrong, that we don't have to be afraid that Goyim were roveya, their animals. Amalehem Rebelazah, Rebelazah said back to them, no, that's the pasuk time that Mashiach comes, and then, kulam gerim gerurim heim, la'asid lavo. La'asid lavo, again, we'll just call this when Mashiach comes, everyone will become Gerim, everyone will convert to Judaism, and then we don't have to be worried about what they're doing. Shenamar az efoch ela amim safa brua. As it says in the Pasuk, then I will all change them all to serve Hashem. Mask of the Rav Yosef. Then Rav Yosef asked him a question. V'dilma mi avodah zarah hu dehadribu. Maybe they just won't do avodah zarah. That's all that Pasuk says. That all the people will come to be likro kulam b'shem Hashem. They'll all call out in the name of God instead of calling out to their avodah zarah. Okay, so they don't do avodah zarah. Who told you they won't be roveya animals anymore? Maybe that they'd still do, in which case the animal would still be possible according to you, Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said, you forgot the end of the pasuk. It says lo'ovdo shchem echad, to serve. It says to serve. They will all serve Hashem one as one unit. So it means everyone will, with the Jews, in other words, they'll actually keep the Torah. So you see from this Gemara that all the Goyim will return to our faith, to the Jewish faith, and keeping the Torah in all its details. And that's what the Pasuk says in Eicha, which the Pasuk Prat is what can I make when Hashem is saying that, well, we're saying there's no way to comfort the Jewish people or Yerushalayim because there's nothing. What will I say is equal to you? Oh, don't worry, this happened to the other guy too. There's nothing I can make equal to you to comfort you. But the Medrash says, when they will all be equal to you, I will comfort you. What does that mean? So the Ran says, "Hapirish yedua." It's understood. The pirish, shakalak tatos. All the fights shebeinenu ubeinu umos that we have with the Goyim, in besibas chiluf amuna. It's because we have different religions. The Ran is suggesting that our religion is why the Goyim hates us. Kamosh Amar b'Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. Amelhu haume rabbanon Rav Kana. One of the rabbanon said, "Rav Kana, mishmi alach my Har Sinai. Have you heard why was Har Sinai called Har Sinai?" Amar lo, so he said to him, Har Shana Subo Nisim Li Yisrael. It's the mountain that miracles happen to the Jewish people in. That's why it's called Har Sinai. So then he asked him, Har Sinai, Har Nisai mi Baile. If you're right, it should say Har Nisai. So he said to him, Har Shenasa Simon Tovli. So it was a mountain that a good simon happened to Jewish people. So he said to him, if that's true, Har Simanai mi Baile. It should have said it should have been called Har Simanai, not Har Sinai. How come you don't hang out with Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Yeshua? The Ma'ani by Agadat and Rav Chista, because they used to learn the Agadat of Rav Chista, the Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, the Amri Tabayak, the Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua. They both said the following: My Har Sinai. Why was Har Sinai called Har Sinai? Har Shiarda Sinala Umos Ha'Olam Alav. It was a mountain that hatred that the Umos Ha'Olam got to us came down on it. Like it says in Shir Hashirim, if you find my beloved, what should you tell him? Because I am sick with love for him. That all the sicknesses that the Goyim bring on me, that's only because that I love Hashem. The Jewish people are saying, Shecholas Ava Ani. We're sick because of our love to Hashem. In other words, it's us keeping the Jewish religion, us keeping the Torah, that makes the Goyim hate us. The reason is, Hashem separated us from the Goyim. We're not allowed to marry them, and we're not allowed to eat their food. Maybe Al-Kapanum Deisina, when you people are not allowed to be together, then they end up, it leads to hatred. And therefore, Hashem says that when they are equal to you, then I will comfort you. That means to say, when all the other nations are equal to you, when they're all Jewish, when they're all following the same religion, then I will comfort you. Because then it will be a full comforting. Because then we don't have to worry about the guy trying to kill us anymore, because they're all going to be following Hashem. And that's what the Medrash ends off. When the day comes that Hashem is one, it means everyone knows that there's one Hashem. Zeh b'zman Mashiach, that will happen in the time of Mashiach, when all the Goyim even will realize that there's one Hashem. V'usha Ramaz Yaakov b'yinavo olav, that's what Yaakov hinted to, Yaakov Avinu, when he said, and I believe that's this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayechi, lo yasser shevet mi'yehuda mechokik mi'bein raglav ad ki yavo shilo v'lo yikas amim, that refers to rulership will not leave Yehuda until Shiloh comes, and to him nations will gather. Shiloh, who Melech HaMashiach, the Ran says, Shiloh is Mashiach, Kamosh Amar, Unkelis Ad Yesi Mashiach, like Unkelis says, until Mashiach comes. The Amar V'lo Yikas Amim, and it says, when Mashiach comes, to him will be gathered nations. Ki Kulam is Kapsilov, Yerol HaMishpatov, because all the nations will come to Mashiach, because they'll want to be Jewish, and they'll need to know what to do. So the bottom line is from all this, is that the Goyim will eventually all return to Yiddishkeit, and that will take away the hatred they have to us, obviously, if they're all being from Yidden, they're not going to hate us anymore. So that will happen when Mashiach comes, and when we all reach the level of Yiras Hashem.